This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are on the side of righteousness. You are smart. You're astute. You're clever. You are observant. You are all that and a bag of chips. You are fries with that shake. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm so glad you're here. Call me at 844-551-8255. I hope you were in a market to catch my film, Bleeding Blue. I would love to hear from you if you did. Leave me a testimonial, whatever. Good or bad. Which, by the way, there's no bad. One person in the entirety of the show walked out in Cleveland, and it was a lady that, when it got to the Obama stuff, she walked out huffy, mad, because we told the truth about Obama. But one of my friends, who's a former law enforcement officer, big Obama supporter, he came out after the film. He's like, "Man, Kev," he goes, "I got to give it to you, man. It was an amazing film." And I said, "Well, you don't disagree with me on Obama?" He goes, "Nah, man." He goes, "I got to tell you, you nailed it. Now, this is a guy who read my book and had some problems with my book, and he comes out big brother. Name is John. John brought his wife and his mother-in-law to the film, and he came out taking pictures, getting a selfie. He wanted the whole deal because he was like, "This is a powerful film." So I hope you guys get a chance to see it at some point. We're going to try to expand it, talk to your radio stations. I only want to work with radio stations who are going to promote it and so on and so forth. I'm not dinking around with this thing. Anyway, long story short, I want you to feel good when the president gets attacked. And I know you're going to say, "What, brother? What you talking about, Kevin Jackson?" I said, and I'll say it again, feel good when the left attacks Donald Trump. Yeah. See, that's an attack on America. It's an attack on Make America Great Again. It's an attack on America First. It's an attack on you. You get more mad every time they attack Donald Trump. Other people are getting upset. The left are starting to understand it. Blacks are understanding it. Millennials are understanding it. Keep attacking the guy who's putting money in your portfolio, who's making your life better. Keep doing it, lefties, because you are exposing yourselves. Yep, just like those flashers wearing the raincoats, woohoo, you're exposing yourselves and people are seeing you for how crazy you are. I got a whole lot of crazy going on. Let me play what Dick Durbin had to say.
What concerns you more, that there's an unelected cabal or the reports that come out from these anonymous sources? I mean, doesn't the president deserve to have a staff that doesn't not just disparage him this way at times, but stops him from actually doing the job that he believes he was elected to do?
Well, of course, but you have to ask yourself, what kind of circumstances in the White House would even give rise to this possibility? Under President Obama, 8 years without an indictment, 8 years without a major scandal. You know, they had their problems, every presidency does, but nothing that went to the heart of the question about whether we have a dysfunctional White House. And if we do, it's inescapable that the president bears responsibility. He's the one who gathered this team. He's the one who tries to keep them together. And yet there is genuine fear, obviously, amongst some of them, that his behavior is going to result in some terrible things for America.
So I want you to understand what's going to happen. Welcome back, by the way. It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. What's going to happen when the left find out that Barack Obama indeed had a very scandal-filled White House, scandal-filled administration? What's going to happen then? What's going to happen as you continue to say Trump is deranged, he's unhinged, and people continue to benefit? What's going to happen then? This is why I tell you, you got to feel good about what these people are saying. Donald Trump said it in a quote. He says, "You either want to abolish ICE or you want to abolish MS-13. You either want to watch terror continue to develop and thrive, or you want what I've done, which is to essentially eliminate ISIS. ISIS, they said, has less than 1,000 people who proclaim to be part of ISIS anymore. Have you heard ISIS or Al-Qaeda? 9/11 is occurring. Let's see what happens, right? What's happened? Oh, yeah, they're going to go after us, we know. But let me just tell you, it's in check. I'm not telling you terror is over. It isn't. Because we still have stupid leftists in the world who condone it, who want us to live amongst it. But people are starting to wake up. And all these people that want to say the negative things against Donald Trump, and when we get into the next one, I'm going to play something else. I want you to understand how this derangement syndrome is backfiring on the left, because while they continue, Trump is crazy, is it? Donald Trump says, hey, by the way, we're bringing back these remains from North Korea. North Korea is now back on the negotiation table for this or that. Hey, did you notice the new jobs numbers? Have you looked at the GDP numbers? Have you looked at the consumer confidence numbers? Have you looked at how much money companies are giving back to employees? Have you looked at the number of new manufacturing jobs, the good jobs that are coming back to America? And on and on and on. He's got good news. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Kevin, that good news isn't being reported. It doesn't have to be reported. See, you're used to the old system. Kevin, why isn't CBS and NBC and all these guys telling us about the good news? Is that where you get your news? Where do you think other people are getting their news? They're getting it from tweets. Have you looked at Donald Trump's tweets? Because whether you do or you don't, other people are. And Trump is saying, are you looking at this economy? Are you looking at your paycheck? Are you looking at your 401k? Are you feeling what you're feeling? Do you understand why you feel so good? It's because of me. Remember that song? Song by Chuck Mangione, Feel So Good. Woo! Feel so good. Maybe Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, but be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Feel good. Don't worry, be happy. Every time these clowns come on and they tell you Donald Trump is taking us into oblivion, you should feel good. Feels good. Yeah. That's Tony right there. So, look, rejoice in this. What you're looking at is you got the inside the beltway, the media people, all of them trying to do things to make Donald Trump look stupid. They got to get their pound of flesh, and they are not going to get it. And after November of this year, you're going to finally start, maybe you'll start paying more attention and believing a brother when he tells you that you're in good hands. This is all state.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You mentioned the Mueller investigation, and Rudy Giuliani told the Daily Beast this week that Trump's legal team is preparing a counter report to question Mueller's legitimacy. Do you have concerns that the Trump team can undermine this investigation even before it's finished?
Well, you know, Bob Mueller is focusing on several things right now. Obviously, he's gone after individuals. And he's gone after Russians that were involved in coming after our election system. They are getting very close to making a case for obstruction of justice, not only by the steps that were taken in terms of the president demeaning and attacking a witch hunt, but also the fact that Rudy Giuliani himself has said that the whole purpose of their effort is to undermine the credibility of the special counsel. And then when you add to that the dismissal of those that were involved in the investigation, I think you begin to piece together the kind of case that could form around an obstruction of justice charge. So I think they have to be very careful to use this tactic of trying to undermine the special counsel and the special prosecutor, because I think that could backfire.
Man, those leftists and their wishful thinking. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Impeach. 25th Amendment. He's incapacitated. It's crazy out there. And look at their poster children. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. God, unhinged. Maxine Waters, unhinged. The media, unhinged. The book that Omarosa wrote should be about the left. They are all unhinged. Look at any TV show, any day of the week that is not Fox. And quite frankly, there's a lot of people on Fox that are unhinged. But look at any of the other media outlets, if you will. They brought back Bob Woodward. In his book, he's going to be found out to be a liar. Made this stuff up. Oh, this is what I heard from General Kelly and General so-and-so. This is a lie. And they're hoping that his reputation from the past is something that people are going to go, oh, well, Woodward, he's believable. He's the one that broke Watergate. And then they dug back into the archives, found the writer of Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, a writer. And he comes on, oh, I know Trump better than anybody. I know his politics. He wrote a book with Trump that it took Trump to make a bestseller because it wasn't going to be that guy. His name is Schwartz. And then he says, I know Donald Trump. He's unhinged. He's terrible. He's this. He's that. I tell you guys, embrace it. Be happy they're saying it. The more crazy they make you sound. I want you to think about when somebody would say something to you about a person. Like they'd say, that person is bizarre. I have a lady right now. I won't say her name. She's the biggest scam artist in politics. Seriously. And she lied to multiple people about me. She claimed she wrote my book. She claimed that she had spent her political capital on me. These are three things she said. And then she actually said I hit on her. And I never have been with that woman where her husband wasn't there. And number one, and number two, I wouldn't hit on her anyway. But the point is, she blatantly lied. And it turned some people off. I didn't even know. Like, people were just kind of getting cold towards me at one point. And, you know, I'm oblivious because I don't give a crap. You know, you want to be cold towards me, be cold. You know, I remember calling this one lady. They were having an event. And I said to her, you know, I'm not sure, you know, would you guys entertain? My crew tried to get me to speak at the event. And she was like, well, no, because we have a problem with Kevin and blah, blah, blah. And I went, what? So I called the lady up. And I said, my PR person says you have a problem with me. I don't even know you. Well, we heard some things. And so as she was telling me this, I went, okay, I know who you talk to. I said, I'm going to give you fair warning. You're going to find out that she's a liar. That's all I'm going to tell you. I appreciate you taking my call. I appreciate you letting me know, but you're going to find out she's a liar. And I'm talking about a stone-stepping liar. Anything to get ahead. And it was about a year later, I'm not lying to you, this is a true story, three people that were in similar things. One guy was a radio host who wouldn't have me on for the same reason. I was like, you know, why did you guys have me on, now you don't have me on. Well, Kevin, we heard. And I went, she's a liar. And you'll find out, but hey, no problem, I got plenty to do. It was more of a curiosity. So three people. Every one of those people, no exaggeration, within probably a two-week period of each other. First phone call I got was from this woman, and she says, Kevin, and she tells me her name, and she says, I just want to say, I owe you an apology. I really do, and I just listened to her, and she finished, and I said, and she, you know, she was like, you know, you were right, this other person is a liar, she's deceitful and all that, and I said, yeah, I told you. And I said, but you know what, you have to find that out for yourself. You notice, I didn't try to convince you that she was a bad person, I just told you, she is a bad person, she's lying about me. And you'll find out the truth. And sure enough, she did. And the radio guy called me, and he said, Bubba, he's like, Kev, man, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to fall on the sword. I owe you one. I'm really sorry. And he went, and I was like, you know, and within 2 weeks, three people that had ostracized me had come back to say, we're very sorry. And what I'm getting at is when you know that you have righteousness on your side, you don't have to worry. I knew people would find out about her. And I'll give you an up-to-date version of that same person. I was talking to her. This woman is trying to nuzzle up to the president. And I've seen her at events with him. And one of my buddies who is very good friends with Donald Trump, he calls me. We were having a conversation. I told him, I said, man, it's sacrilegious that you haven't gotten me introduced to Donald Trump since he's been president. You knowing the work that I do in my movie that's coming out? And he was like, oh, you're right, Kevin. I'm sorry. And I said, and while this snake isn't, he goes, let me tell you something right now. He says, this snake, because he knows who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say the woman's name, but he goes, he knows exactly who she is. She will never, ever be anywhere close to him outside of trying to get her picture taken and stuff like that. He knows exactly who she is. And I went, okay, so here's a guy that says, I'm going to do everything I can to get you, you know, in the inner circle so you can promote the film and do all this other stuff. Don't you worry about her. Everybody has her clocked. And I went, okay, good. Because you know what we want to believe? We want to believe the good guy is going to win. That the people who are doing things the right way, because I will tell you, I never said anything negative about this woman. I don't even use her name. And they torpedo me every chance they get. And you know what? I'm thankful for it. Because now, every time they go out and say something to somebody, and somebody else just looks at them like, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening in our movement. People are hearing, oh, that Donald Trump, he's awful. He needs to be impeached. And they go, yeah, okay. Coming from a person who needs to be impeached or in prison, Maxine Waters, why aren't you in prison for embezzling money? You know, why aren't you in prison, John Kerry, Clapper? Why aren't you in prison, John Brennan? I asked earlier in the broadcast, where are these clowns? Where's John Brennan? Wasn't he going to initiate a lawsuit so he could get his security clearance back? Whatever happened to the security clearance fiasco? Nothing. Do you think John Brennan has an ounce of credibility now in D.C.? The answer is no. What about these media clowns? Not an ounce of credibility.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence weakened from a Category 4 down to a Category 2 storm late Wednesday night, but the massive storm is still considered extremely dangerous and life-threatening. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper urged residents to evacuate in his state and get out while they still can.
There is still time to leave. The winds may be down a bit, but the 1-2 intense punches that we are expecting are still there. This storm surge can be deadly, and then the flooding that will come thereafter.
The family of a man who was shot inside his own apartment by an off-duty cop in Dallas, Texas, wants to put one rumor to rest. Botham Jean's family says he did not know or have a relationship with the officer who shot him. The family said Botham placed a red carpet in front of his door to distinguish his apartment from others, and that the officer has not completely told them everything she knows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump, graduate of Wharton, and you know his grades. You know his grades are good. I've never seen Donald Trump's grades from Wharton. Have you? Any of you? Have you seen it? Haven't seen it. Haven't seen the grades. But I know they're good. You want to know why? Because if they weren't, the left would have told us. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump is not only smart, he's brilliant. Because when you combine book smarts with street smarts, and the dude is a billionaire scrapper, very rare, rarer than a black Republican. That's right. You got this guy. Looks like he's a blue-collar kid. Dad raised him to respect money and all. Man, the stuff you know about Trump doesn't drink because his brother was an alcoholic. I mean, look, he's got his warts. Good for him. Everybody's got their warts. I would hate to think he's Mr. Goody Two Shoes, because then that's when you know he's a liar. Yeah, I talk all the time about people go, oh my gosh, we're just in the perfect marriage, and Bill is such an amazing man, and oh, and Susan, yeah, you just can't get any better than Susan. And I'm like, you bunch of frauds, y'all freaks. You ain't fooling nobody. I'm not saying people aren't happy in their marriage, but don't act like, you know, everything's, you know, better roses. There's a story of an 86-year-old man. He says, yeah, my wife and I, in 64 years of marriage, have only had two arguments. He says, yeah, the first one went from 1959 to 1987. And he says, and we're presently in the midst of our second one. so true. Now, see, that's the dude that's a realist. Yeah, if you're in a relationship, there's ebb and flow. People need to understand this, too, because that's going to help you in your relationships. That's, by the way, it's the same as your relationship with Donald Trump. It would be the same in your relationship with the Republicans, except with the Republicans, you got a crazy spouse that doesn't want to learn. And so, thankfully, Donald Trump's now taking over the Republican Party, and you have a halfway sane spouse, somebody that's willing to listen. Anyway, I want to talk about Trump and his smarts, because the Chinese have a view of Donald Trump. And there was an article written by a lady, an American thinker, and I don't recall her name, I apologize, but I hope somebody can get her this. But she says this: has anyone ever called the Chinese stupid? Not those guys. We think of the Chinese, we think of them as smart people, right? They come over here, they're very industrious. Even as a group of people, just in general, the Chinese are very industrious people. They, you know, I mean, no matter, there are dumb Chinese. Don't misunderstand me. There's definitely dumb Chinese. But I'm saying, when you put them in a collective, they don't appear dumb because they have such good value systems and things. Things that have been born of thousands of years of evolution of their society. Anyway, to go on, she says, so now they're reading President Trump. And unlike the childish Euro trash of Western Europe, they see a shrewd, wily, chess-playing, Sun Tzu-grade genius who could easily checkmate them, and they've got a lot of reasons for thinking so. This lady has made, it's a woman that wrote this article, she's made an observation that many people have overlooked. And this is, how does the world view Trump? There's the view of Trump where you say, oh, he's a reckless American president, you know, he's a maverick, or, you know, whatever they want to call him. And you can call him whatever you want. But what I will tell you is, you better know Donald Trump is negotiating and for his own benefit. You could benefit as well, but he's negotiating for his benefit. And that in and of itself always makes you leery. You're like, okay, did I get a good deal? Now, the key to a good negotiation is the other guy has to feel like they did get a good deal. And apparently, Trump's very good at it. I'd say he is. He also knows when he's getting screwed. Now, to go on, she says, that's the report from a European policy domo who actually went to Beijing and asked the local leaders what they were seeing. The report that European Council of Foreign Relations President Mark Leonard gives in the Financial Times is well worth the subscription or trial subscription to read it. Some of his thoughts can be read in this piece from Instapundit, and she took some pieces from it. And here's what she said. I got to tell you, I'm looking at this piece going, this is such good stuff. Could not wait to share this with you. So here's what the guy says. I just spent a week in Beijing talking to officials and intellectuals, many of whom are awed by his skills, Trump, as a strategist and tactician. Few Chinese think that Mr. Trump's primary concern is to rebalance the bilateral trade deficit. If it were, they say, he would have aligned with the EU, Japan, and Canada against China rather than scooping up America's allies in a tariff dragnet. They think the president's goal is nothing less than remaking the global order. Now, just to translate for some of the leftists listening to the program, if Donald Trump had said, look, I'm going to partner with you guys. I'm going to exempt you EU people from this because I'm going after China. He could have also, this person writing this article, could have added, I'm going to bring Japan and South Korea into the mix, which would have really hurt him. Because now you're talking about a huge piece, a swath of the GDP that China would pretty much have a tough time dealing with. You know, if you can't deal with Europe, America, let's say North America for all intents and purposes, and you throw in the biggest parts of Asia, the biggest economies, I mean, China would be up a creek. Up a creek, saying the country. Goes on to say, they think Mr. Trump feels he is presiding over the relative decline of his great nation. It is not that the current order does not benefit the U.S. The problem is that it benefits others more in relative terms. To make things worse, the U.S. invests billions of dollars and a fair amount of blood in supporting the very alliances and international institutions that are constraining America and facilitating China's rise. So, simply put, Donald Trump is saying the way we do business, it enhances everybody else except America. And what others have done is they presided over essentially the decline of America. It says in Chinese eyes, Trump responds as a form of, quote, creative destruction. He is systematically destroying the existing institutions from the World Trade Organization, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, to NATO, and Iran nuclear deal as first steps towards renegotiating the world order on terms more favorable to Washington. I couldn't agree more. And I said this, I know people listening to the program going, here comes Kevin's about to brag. I'm about to brag. Yes, I said Donald Trump, when everybody's, he's a war, he's in a Star War. And I said the only war Donald Trump will start, unless you push him, like throw missiles at us. The only war he will start will be an economic war. And he is more than ready to battle you economically because he has the American GDP and the American citizen behind him. And you know what we do? We innovate, we make money, we spend money. We are the best dollar on the planet. So they go on to say this. Once the order is destroyed, the Chinese elite believe Mr. Trump will move to stage two, renegotiating America's relationship with other powers. Because the U.S. is still the most powerful country in the world, it will be able to negotiate with other countries from a position of strength if it deals with them one at a time rather than through multilateral institutions that empower the weak at the expense of the strong. My interlocutors say that Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president for more than 40 years to bash China on three fronts simultaneously: trade, military, and ideology. They describe him as a master tactician, focusing on one issue at a time and extracting as many concessions as he can. They speak of the skillful way Mr. Trump has treated President Xi Jinping. Look at how he handled North Korea, one says. He got Xi Jinping to agree to UN sanctions half a dozen times, creating an economic stranglehold on the country. China almost turned North Korea into a sworn enemy of the country. That was a quote. But they also see him as a strategist, willing to declare a truce in each area when there are no more concessions to be had and then start again on a new front. Now, I'm going to say to you, you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, learn from this segment. Learn how to battle the left. You get everything you can, then you concede. But you concede no ground until you've gotten everything you can get from them. She goes on to say, wow. So the Chinese watch Trump dramas in Quebec, Singapore, Brussels, and Helsinki closely and drew their own conclusions as to what was going on from them. Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer, as Sun Tzu used to say. The slap around of Justin Trudeau in Canada, the rapprochement of North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the second slap around at NATO headquarters in Belgium, and the love fest with Vladimir Putin in Finland had quite an effect in China, where the locals recognized the dictum in action. What a coincidence. Trump just happens to be a student of Sun Tzu, the famous Chinese strategist who wrote The Art of War.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump vexes the left, and he does it by just being himself. There's no contrived thing. There's no Trump getting up in the morning and there's a strategy about doing it. The only thing that vexes them is that he's effective, that he's successful. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And that's the fun part of watching this whole thing play out, is how the left has to cheer against America. Cheer against Make America Great. Cheer against America First. Cheer against getting people to pay their bills like NATO. Cheer against trying to bring world peace, brokering other people into the deal like the Chinese involvement in North Korea and involvement with Russia and Russia's involvement with Syria. Going after ISIS, a true terrorist organization, and practically destroying them. destroying the Iranian currency to the point where they've got to come back and get online with us. And I could go on. These are things that Donald Trump has done. Giving you your money back, putting trillions of dollars back into the economy for businesses to be successful, bringing manufacturing back to America, saying America is open for business, stopping criminals, illegals, drug dealers, human traffickers from coming into this country, taking people out who are human trafficking and doing drugs and getting them out of our country, making them go back to their own country, freeing black people from oppressive criminalization of things like a little bit of pot and things like this, sending Nazis back home. What more could this guy do? If Barack Obama had done a fraction of this, he'd be on frickin' Mount Vesuvius. Rushmore. I'm trying to get a bigger mountain. He'd be up on the top of Mount Everest, and they'd have some protective thing over him so he'd never freeze. Who knows what would happen if he did a fraction of this? Yet, the left fight him. And this is why you need to be happy. Oh, yeah. Everything I just named, and you probably, well, Kevin, don't forget about this, and don't forget what he did that, and don't forget this. Yeah, you're right. All those other things that I didn't name, and they are not giving this man credit. That's why you need to be happy, because other people recognize it too. You never know what it is that's going to be that catalyst to make somebody go, aha. We had a Tom Steyer on. A clip, first clip. I want to play the second part of that clip where he's asked a question, and I want you to notice the hesitancy when he answers.
I find it puzzling when you look at small and large business sentiment. They're up. Consumer confidence is up. Why is that, despite the facts you just outlined?
Well, in terms of business confidence, my underlying thesis of what's going on is there has been a corporate takeover of our democracy. And as a result, business is having its way. It got a huge tax cut, and the people associated with big corporations got a big tax cut. But the average American didn't participate that in a big way. And now we're going to see that without the money going into the government, that we're going to have all kinds of cuts to their service
program.
Then
why is consumer confidence up?
Well, what I can say is this. What I look at is how people feel about this president, which, as you say, has been constant, but at a low level. What we are seeing is great passion. And Florida is a perfect example, Stephanie, of a 70% increase in Democratic turnout last Tuesday. What that says is people are deeply upset with this administration, deeply upset with their policies, and deeply upset with their lawlessness.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Just to shed a little light on what Tom Steyer said at the end, he talked about the turnout in Florida. Well, I wanted to find out exactly what happened. So here's what I read from WJNO. They said, prior to primary day, there was a developing story in Florida's politics. Not only was a blue wave not apparent in our state, there wasn't even a ripple. Republicans ended up casting more than 43,000 more votes than Democrats, which was significant for a couple of reasons. First, there are 2% more registered Democrats in Florida than Republicans. So Republican turnout exceeding Democrats in a partisan primary cycle is notable. Second, Republican turnout net of registered voters was actually outperforming Democrats by 4%. Not exactly a recipe for a blue wave. Now, I only tell you, I don't care what Steyer says. I've already given you my opinion of what's going to happen. We're going to beat them. But I want you to understand that even in lieu of the facts, that was the facts. That's not me making that up. You can go pull that report up yourself. Just Google voter turnout in Florida primaries. It'll come up. It's in August 2018. Post, and you can see what the actual numbers were. I'm not making this stuff up. But here's a guy that goes on national TV and tells Democrats, get excited. Yeah, man, did you understand we had this many more voters? But he didn't tell you how many more voters the Republicans had. He's giving you partial information and hoping that you don't do your research, hoping that you get that so-called enthusiasm gap that they claim exists with us. I don't know of a more enthusiastic voter than the Republican voter today. Could you be more enthusiastic about what's going on in this country under Trump? I couldn't. I don't know what else this man could do. I mean, I know we'd like to see the wall. I don't have any doubt that wall is going to get built. I don't. I don't have any doubt that Donald Trump is going to do something with immigration that's going to be effective. I don't have any doubt that Donald Trump is going to continue to take egregious bureaucracy out of government and help business. I have no doubt that Donald Trump is going to reform healthcare system in a way that makes it palatable for us again. I don't have any doubts about this. So I'm curious. This is a guy that's funding millions and millions of dollars, funding multiple campaigns to defeat Donald Trump, and he's building it on lies. He might as well just make it about Black Lives Matter or Antifa's beef with the government or whatever, because it's a lost leader. But they say Donald Trump is scared.
Time now for the lead panel is back. Sahil, Daniela, and Brad. All right, the president, we got more from your Bloomberg interview. Just what you guys do at the wire service. No, you're just dribbling it out. You know, we just put it all out there, will you? But anyway, you dribbled it out. We got a little bit more, which is, here's what he said about the Mueller probe. We'll put it up on the screen here. I view it as an illegal investigation because Greek scholars, that's his quote, have said that there never should have been a special counsel. And this was an answer when asked if he would comply with a subpoena from Mueller. He said, I'll see what happens there. He talks about the Mueller being an illegal probe all the time. Let me ask this, Brad. Do any of his supporters wonder why he just doesn't end it? He has the power. He's the president.
You know, I actually don't think many of his supporters think very much about the Mueller probe. I think the president thinks about it a lot more than his supporters do.
I think the president thinks about it more than anybody around this table sometimes.
I think the president's voters will wait till the Mueller probe is over with, and then they'll see what he has and evaluate it. Like, I don't think it's something that they're obsessed about. Washington is obsessed about it. It leads the paper every day.
Sure.
It doesn't lead the paper in Kenosha.
No, that I buy. He has the power to end these things if he really wanted to. He obviously knows it would be a problem if he did.
It's not the prevailing view of members of his own party in Congress that it's an illegal investigation. The Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House say they support the investigation, that it is not only legal, but it's proper, that it should come to an end. So I think this is the president feeling like, you know, there's a lot happening around him. The walls may be closing in on him, and I think he's lashing out. He seems to be binging cable news, according to some people around him that I spoke to.
Okay, boy, let's just start at the ending of that. According to some people around him that I spoke to. That's a lie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know who that person was. He's a liar. He hasn't spoken to anybody close to the president who says that Donald Trump is binging cable news or whatever. That's the stuff they spread before. Oh, he sits around, you know, when his wife beater eating Cheetos and rubbing his fingers on those, you know, on his wife beater, you know, waiting on, you know, some Melania to come back from her date. You know, they're just freaking liars. And then, you know, to imply that it's funny, Chuck Tucker, he could shut the investigation down. Then why doesn't he? They said he's afraid to shut it down. No, he's not. He's not afraid. I already said earlier, he's not afraid to shut it down. What Donald Trump is saying is, you keep going. You keep on going because you know what? I dominate the news cycle. And I'm going to keep calling you liars. I'm going to keep calling you fake news. It's going to keep proving me to be correct. And you're going to watch my poll numbers and my popularity continue to rise. And you're going to wonder, what in the heck is going on? And I love that, you know, I played multiple interviews where they've asked the tough questions. You know, what's going on? Why is consumer confidence so high? Well, it's because, I don't really have an answer, but here's what I'll tell you. The voter turnout for us has been amazing, and things are going great for us, and everybody, let's just go cheer each other. And I say to my Republican friends, if you listen to them carefully, they're telling you they're scared. They deflect. They don't want to hear the bad news, because you know what? These leftists don't want to believe they are wrong. They don't want to admit that you were right and that this economy is booming and President Trump's popping.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.